Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Alex Stroob, the CMO at Density, that provides real-time anonymous building analytics. The company is backed by Kleiner Perkins, Founders Fund, Upfront Ventures, and others. And Alex, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Our pleasure, and thanks for your time as well. So tell us, for starters, Alex, tell us about Density and your solutions for businesses to kick things off today.
Sure. So Density builds technology to understand how any space is used. Specifically, we think about this, you know, pre-COVID, of really understanding, you know, how people are using the space, how to get insights into your portfolio of square footage. And that is still true and will continue to be true. But there's also a really interesting moment right now that we are all grappling with, which is that there's not a lot of people in spaces. And so for those people that have to be in that space, how do we keep them safe? So we've also launched some additional features that allow people to maintain safe occupancy levels that are mandated by different governors, also to ensure any sort of like cleaning schedules and give alerts based on usage of any space. So there's the long-term kind of vision on how and why we use space and the way we use it. But then also there's a very immediate need right now that we're helping to serve, which is keeping people safe within space.
Yeah, thanks for your overview there. That is most helpful to get things underway. Now, why is it important to understand how space is being used?
Well, something I learned, which I still have such a hard time believing, is that 40% of commercial real estate goes unused. And this is pre-COVID. You know, now that we have essentially the lack of occupancy in buildings, it's even higher. But on any given day, there's at least 40% of space that isn't used. So we don't really understand which square footage is and isn't being used. We work with different organizations all the time that are trying to make decisions on opening up a new office or, you know, setting up a new lease. And we tell them, hey, did you know that, you know, these three floors in this building you own only have 20% occupancy? You could easily add those teams to those floors and avoid that $3 million lease you're about to sign. And so it's pretty incredible when you actually look at the way that we currently think about and use space. The state of the art technology is a human with a clipboard. And what we do is we build sensors that essentially go either in a threshold of a doorway or on a ceiling that completely anonymously tell you how that space is used.
I'd say that's pretty awesome stuff right there. Good stuff for sure. Now, obviously, this has been the most challenging year in many of our lifetimes. That's an understatement. Can you share some examples of how your customers are using Density to bring people back to the workplace safely?
Yeah, it's been an incredible ride. Being able to work with some of these organizations to keep people safe in some of the most challenging times. You know, we've counted over 3 million workers in meatpacking facilities, allowing them to keep them as safe as possible when they do have to go into work, given, you know, the mandates to require those facilities to stay open. That's mostly been, you know, on the floor and helping them to think about how do they keep space within the actual packing facility, but then also in break rooms and in spaces where it's really hard to actually see inside and give workers the choice to understand if they want to enter or not. We can tie our sensor to digital signage on the outside of a building to allow you to know whether that building is at full occupancy or not, to avoid the need for, you know, a manual counter or an actual human to stand there and tell you to go, come or go, and really kind of give the power to the person and make the choice of whether they want to enter or not. We've also worked a ton with some of the largest tech organizations in the world who are thinking about their return to office plans. We know that the office won't look the same in the future, and so helping them to really think about what the layout might be and how they might even be able to kind of share that same information with their employees as they start to return to the office to know which floor to go to or which kind of desk area is unbooked.
Alex, really appreciate your visit with us and introducing Density to the audience, and appreciate what you do in the space today. We're joined by Alex Strube, the CMO at Density, that provides real-time anonymous building analytics. The company is backed by Kleiner Perkins Founders Fund, Upfront Ventures, and others. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Alex, one of the characteristics that separates Density from competitors in the space is that your technology does not capture personally identifiable information. In this regard, why is privacy so important?
I think we're at a very interesting inflection point right now as a society where, you know, especially with COVID, we're entering this point where you can make decisions whether you're willing to kind of give up your anonymity or your individuality or not. And what we're trying to tell people is that you don't actually have to make that choice in order to keep yourself and the public safe, that you can essentially be your kind of movement within a space or your, occupancy of a building is something that can help inform how that space is being used, so it's less wasteful. It can also inform other people and how they might want to keep safe within that building, but you don't have to make the choice whether you want to be able to give that up or not, because there's nothing personally identifiable to you as an individual. It also means that, you know, when people are entering any space, they can know that we're kind of being as efficient as possible with our resources. So again, back to that point that 40% of commercial real estate goes unused. We're building new buildings all the time. We're heating and cooling buildings that are empty. We're cleaning spaces that are unused. And if you can, and if you're able to kind of get that data on how people move within a space, you can essentially impact those resources and the use of those resources. And that's environmental, but that's also the dollars that a business needs to spend on a resource that's unused. And you don't have to essentially forego your privacy or your anonymity to be able to give that data to make us more efficient and more thoughtful in the way that we build structures today.
Now let's fast forward to post-COVID. That's a great thought, isn't it? Things have returned to normal. How do you believe the future of work will have changed after all that we've been through?
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of folks have been reading all the different reports that we're seeing come out, different surveys from different, especially like bigger tech companies, of how those employees want to return. And one thing that you can glean from all of those is that for sure it will not be the same, right? It will be different in some form. Some of the trends that we are seeing is very flexible workspace. So this concept of hoteling or hot desking, where you don't have a dedicated workspace, but one that is flexible and that you might have to book every time that you come into the office. Another one is really thinking about remote first. You've heard a lot about employees moving back home to where they're from. Maybe it's not where they've been living, and companies needing to adjust. And so we're entering a moment where the de facto employee might not be one that's sitting in an office, but one that's joining via some sort of conference call or video call. And so that means, again, that you're going to have to completely restructure the way that you think about and the way that your actual layout is happening for your office. So we know that it won't be the same. We do have confidence in the way, you know, we work with some of the top Fortune 100 companies out there, that they know that they will have people back in their space. It's just a matter of how you make it as comfortable for them as possible, as flexible of a floor plan as possible, and also one that is really accommodating for the remote workforce that you know won't be back in full within the office.
Yeah, some really good information to think about right there. Now, you recently launched, I understand, a new product called Open Area. Can you walk us through that a little bit more and what customers can learn from that?
Yeah, I think our CEO has said it best, that it's straight magic. It is pretty incredible. So up until recently, our single sensor solution was one that went above an entryway of a door. And that would essentially then act as a mesh network and talk to the other entryways and give you insight into how the occupancy of a floor or a building was being used, or even maybe even some rooms. Open Area is effectively solving for all the space in between the doorways. And so if you think about what goes on there, it's pretty incredible. The technology is the size of a BLT, as TechCrunch called it, which I loved. And it sits on the ceiling, and it is completely anonymous. It doesn't capture any personal identifiable information. And it effectively tells you, you know, how many people are in that space, how long they've been there. And that is important for a lot of reasons. One, it will inform, we just talked about, you know, the future of work and what a workplace will look like. Again, those plans may be flexible. And so this open area technology will allow you to kind of make those tweaks and those changes and learn in real time how people are moving within your space. And we know that hot desking and hoteling is going to be a real need for the way that people are working and are essentially occupying desks. And we can tell you if that desk is being occupied or not. The challenge with those systems is that you can go and book a desk, but it doesn't actually know if you went and sat at that desk or how long you sat at that desk. And so if someone else needs to come in and use it, there's no way for the company right now to know whether it's kind of been unlocked or not, unless someone manually goes in and changes it. And then we think back to there's still going to be a lot of concern around safety and around cleanliness. And one thing that we can do is essentially tell you then that that is no longer occupied or that space is no longer being used or it's empty right now, and fire off an alert and tell you, you know, now it's time to go clean it so that the next batch of folks can come in and use it. So it's really, you know, really our buildings are one of the last things, and space analytics is one of the last things that we're going about modernizing as a society. And it was definitely happening before COVID. We were growing pretty rapidly pre-COVID. And since COVID hit, it's been a very incredible turning point for us as a society to start modernizing buildings and really using data to inform how they're built and how they're used versus back to that very standard technology of the human with a clipboard, if you could even call that technology. And so the open area sensor that we've just launched and the full solution around that is going to be pretty incredible to not only allow you to kind of see the room, building, and floor level, but even down to the square foot and how someone is using that space.
Alex, really appreciate your visit with us here today and all the information and insights shared per your expertise in the industry. As we conclude today, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to add or anything else we should be aware of or to think about as we conclude here today?
Yeah, I think that we are on a precipice for what the modernization of the buildings is going to look like. And we're really excited to be part of that in a way that allows us to do it anonymously and protect the privacy of the individual, but allow us to become smarter as a society and as a built environment. But would love for folks to check us out. We're at density.io. It's the same handle for all of our social networks as well.
And I'd say that makes it quite easy to locate as well. Again, Alex, all the best. Thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Thank you so much.
Again, we've been speaking with Alex Strube, the CMO at Density, that provides real-time anonymous building analytics. The company is backed by Kleiner Perkins, Founders Fund, Upfront Ventures, and others. And for all the information, simply visit density.io. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.